act of entrustment one more time, but the last time it took place, it was focused at the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union come tumbling down. So this time, he's pointing it towards the whole world. What's the inference there? Mary's telling him, it's time for everything to come tumbling down so you can take your position on the throne. That's only not even 3 months old, brothers and sisters. We're at the very end. Now, that's satanic prophecy. We can't have a great deal of confidence in satanic prophecy, but Sister White tells us that we should study the events going on around us and compare them with the predictions in his words in order to know the times that we are in. That's almost word for word from the spirit of prophecy. We have a responsibility to wake up and look around. And what we're seeing, compare it with Bible prophecy, and what it is suggesting is that Satan is getting ready to make a move upon the world. And this is in agreement with everything else we've been discussing out of the Great Controversy. We're at the very end, brothers and sisters. Very quickly, in closing, this will be real quick. And maybe I'll skip some of it because I can tie that in later in another presentation. No, I can't skip it. What I would take time, there is several quotes here, pretty thorough presentation on 11th hour workers. And some people in Adventism haven't studied this out very well, but brothers and sisters, let me explain a scenario that I am confident can be clearly and easily defended from the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. And I'm willing to do it in intermission, and maybe we'll get back to this before we get out of here this week. The Sunday law is what purifies God's church. Let me read some. The parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25 also illustrates the experience of the Adventist people. You want to know what our experience is? Understand the parable of the 10 virgins. That's the Great Controversy once again, page 393. You want to understand us? Understand the parable of the 10 virgins. Review and Herald, August 9th, 1890. I am often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled again to the very letter. So it was fulfilled in the 1843-1844 time period to the very letter, the parable of the 10 virgins. It's the parable that illustrates our experience, but it's going to be fulfilled again at the end of the world to the very letter in Adventism. What they went through back then is going to be repeated. And you can go through the characteristics that we have been identified for us in that history. And you can look at those characteristics.